American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Rosenthal, very generously helping me understand the many worlds that are Nigeria, the most populous state in Africa, at the same time one of the richest on the planet, except, Jonathan, the number that jumped out at me was not the exports, but the fact that Shell Oil's onshore business, they are leaving it behind. They're going to maintain their deep water, but not their onshore. Is the oil threatened? I was always taught this is the best oil in the world, light sweet crude. Is there a cutback in extracting it?
So onshore oil has been incredibly difficult for a while, and some of that is about kind of criminality. Again, if you were an oil worker, either an executive or just, sort of the person who goes out there with a big spanner to fix things, as an expat worker, kind of come in with your expertise. For years, you've been, at incredibly high risk of kidnapping. And some of that was political, kind of communities in the areas where the oil is found, in the Niger Delta, in the swamps. For years have been saying, kind of these big companies are coming in, they're pumping out our oil, they're leaving behind oil spills and environmental degradation, and we who live on top of the oil are not getting our fair share of it. So they occupied oil rigs, they in the past have kidnapped people, saying we want a bigger share of this. What seems to have been the final straw for Shell though is just that this is now escalated to a point at which they feel that they can no longer safely operate within Nigeria's onshore oil. And that's really a challenge for Nigeria, both because, as we know, oil prices fell quite sharply in 2014, 2015, and the country has been struggling from the low oil prices, but also because its production is just so much lower than it ought to be. And this is a country where you can stick a straw in the ground and oil bubbles out, and yet it's been struggling to get that oil down the pipelines and into export markets.
So what is to be done? There are recommendations in the leader in The Economist magazine, and the first is, without security, there is no economy. What is the prospect of increasing security? And I don't mean the army. You talk of the police force and training a legitimate somebody you can call and help and ask for help.
Yeah. So Nigeria's policing and army its policing has been very centralized. It's been a federal function. So you've kind of had the resources being allocated by the government in the center. And very often what it's done is it's kind of relied upon mobile forces to really kind of try and keep order rather than solve crimes. So they've had these kind of rapid reaction units that are a bit like a fire brigade, rush into a town, sort of try to sort of damp down some protests or deal with a crisis and then get rushed to the next town. The army has now been deployed in every single one of Nigeria's 36 states. And a lot of that is sort of internal policing, just trying to keep order. So our first recommendation is to say you need to put the resources into much more local policing, kind of community-based policing, because it is a police station with local police officers in a town who are going to protect the schools where kids are being kidnapped far better than kind of soldiers who are sort of rushed in and out. So step one is invest in local policing, kind of get the army out of doing policing, get them to focus on fighting the jihadists. But the second big recommendation that we make is that you can't have effective policing or even effective counterinsurgency, if we're talking about the jihadists, if nobody trusts the police and the army. And Nigeria really has a real issue in terms of police and army brutality. The police a year ago, almost this week, killed 15 people in Lagos. These were young students who came out to protest around the time of the Black Lives Matter protests in the U.S. These people came to protest against police brutality, and the police response was to gun them down. A year later, there has been no outcome of the official investigation. Not a single officer has been charged or arrested, and there has just been no accountability for this. And really.
We have about a minute left, Jonathan. Is there a way that anyone can reach into Nigeria? You mention again and again, this is an Anglophone country. The foreign ministry in London or any transnational group, is it looking at helping Nigeria? Because without security, I said before, we have less than a minute.
So Western countries are supporting Nigeria and fighting the jihadists. There are British troops there training them. The American troops certainly providing intelligence and other support. So they are getting some help. That help needs to be directed to the internal problems, to the policing and governance issues as well.
What you're describing is a country in great crisis. Is this the worst it's seen since independence, Jonathan? We have a few seconds.
So we believe so. The very widespread nature of this problem and the high levels of violence mean that if the government does not get a handle on this very soon, the country could go into a spiral from which it just may not recover.
I thank Jonathan Rosenthal, the Africa editor for The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.